rent control is probably the lead domino, but when I talk to the people who are really in the room and know what's going on, I'm just speculating at this point. Everything's interrelated. It's like one of those Rubik cubes where everything has to turn at the same time. Rent control is certainly the number one issue when it comes to the assembly. But then if you look at the tax credit, the education tax credit, now called the Parental Choice Investment Act, you would see that that's very high on the list for the governor, probably high on the list for the Senate as well. When you start talking about mayoral control, that's going to be high on the list for somebody. Tax cap, that's going to be high on the list for somebody. So we have all kinds of things that either high priority for one House or the governor, low priority for the other, and there seems to be a very difficult time for them to reach agreement.
Charter schools, the cap on charter schools, will it be lifted? Will it stay the same? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, this is a regional issue to a great extent. It's New York City that is going to want to grow charter schools, and that is something that is antithetical to probably the assembly. The mayor has not embraced charter schools, nor has Chancellor Farina. So my guess is that if anything happens, it will be a loosening of the cap, but I doubt if there'll be a meaning that some of those that are now eligible to go elsewhere beyond New York City might get allowed to be brought into New York City, or those charter schools that have closed might be reopened as charter schools in New York City. But it really is a New York City issue. I don't see the pressure to open charter schools elsewhere.
The tax cap, making the tax cap, the 2% tax cap permanent, is an issue that, of course, you've been watching closely. The Senate wants it permanent. The Assembly says, hold on there, let's renew it again and again. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know, it's tied to rent control. If the rent control were to expire, the tax cap would have another year to go. They're linked by legislation. We would certainly like to see them actually delinked, but that is the way it is right now. My guess is that the rent control eventually will be renewed, and that means that extended for some period of time, and that means the tax cap will probably follow suit. Our hope would be to delink it, but we don't want to make it permanent. Economic conditions in this state can change. The tax cap has made school districts highly dependent upon state aid. And if the economic conditions for the state change and all of a sudden we're back into what we've been referring to as a gap elimination adjustment, we're back in the soup. We would like to have it such that we come back and revisit this cap periodically every few years.
Governor Cuomo, not Governor Cuomo specifically, but an organization linked to Governor Cuomo has been running these ads quite a bit on television for the tax credit. So this is really quite important to him.
It's very important. I think it's probably his number one issue. He has definitely teamed up with the Catholic Church and with other people who support private and parochial education. And others who would support the donation capabilities of making a large donation for the purposes of private and parochial schools and getting a tax credit for that. It has been a high priority of his, and he's been very outspoken about it. But you can imagine that there are plenty of people on the other side, my organization included, that believe that the tax credit is taking money away from the coffers that would be used to support public education. You want to send your kid to a private or parochial school? No problem with that. You want to support that through your donation? No problem with that. But don't expect the taxpayers of the state to support that.
What's been going on in East Ramapo is something that really affects East Ramapo. But is this something the rest of the state should be watching? And certainly as a school board association executive director, I'm imagine you're watching this closely, too.
Very closely. It's a unique situation, of course. You have a situation where there are over 30,000 students in the East Ramapo School District. 80% of them go to private, typically yeshivas, about 140 yeshivas in that school district. So only about 20% of the students are going to public schools. Many of them are very poor. They're of minority class. And it's a very, very difficult situation. The people who are on the school board, who were elected to that school board, have made some choices as to how to manage their resources that many people have found to be offensive and prejudicial. We're watching this one very carefully and hoping that this thing can be resolved in a way that is kept at East Ramapo's level and not something that becomes problematic throughout the state.
The issue of rent control in New York City, now it's tied to these other issues, but the issue itself, is this something that would affect schools? The fact that people want to live in Manhattan, want to live in this city, have a rent that they can pay, is this something that will affect schools in the city?
Indirectly. What you do have, I don't know to what extent it has implications for the city's coffers per se. I can tell you that there are, interestingly enough, apartments outside of New York City that are rent controlled, not that many, and it doesn't have the same implications. But the big issue here is the rent control is by legislation tied to the property tax cap. That, of course, has statewide implications, something we've talked about many times over. And so where that rent control goes, to a great extent, is where the rest of us are going to go as far as the tax cap is concerned.
Governor Cuomo has been largely hidden from the press and the media for the last week or so as these negotiations go on behind closed doors. What's your take on what's going on down there now? Do you see a major breakthrough in some of these issues, or will some of these issues just sort of fade away and we'll have a rent extension and nothing really gets resolved?
You know, I can only speculate. I'm not in the room. The governor's probably doing the appropriate thing by not negotiating this out in public and throughout the press, and I guess I would probably do likewise. Certainly the leaders are brand new to their jobs, but I've been impressed with the way they've been handling themselves. I happen to know John Flanagan, the Senate Majority Leader. I would expect him to be a formidable foe at the negotiation table. I do not know the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie. I've only met him a couple times. Don't know him well. But what I've seen from him is he seems to be able to hold his own. So my guess is it's a struggle in there. There's a battle of wills taking place. But they also know that eventually they're serving the people of New York, and they're eventually going to have to come to some sort of a compromise and get this legislative session over.